Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. And it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
So Courtney and I sat down together and watched
Scary Island.
Broke it fucking down. And guess what, guys? Team hashtag Kelly Ventzman.
Uh-oh. Guys, we get into it, but because there's no new episodes this week, we are bringing you bonus episode covering Scary Island. We hope you guys are enjoying your holiday week. If you have the days off, you are so fucking lucky. If you don't, hopefully this gets you through it. Thank
Go
you.
Go red, white, and blue.
Yeah. Team red, white, and blue all the way.
USA. USA.
Enjoy.
Love you. Bye. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And we are doing a throwback episode today for your listening pleasure. Go ahead.
This is season 3, episode 11 and 12 of Real Housewives of New York, or RHONY,
otherwise known as Scary Island. We put a poll out. We asked you guys, and the jury speaks. So if you're not part of that group yet, please join our Facebook group. We asked what you guys would most want us to talk about with old school episodes. And this was by far the winning choice. Like the second ones, like the other ones, like didn't even compete with this. So by overwhelming demand, here we are doing Scary
Island. So this is from 2010, mm-hmm. the episode. And whoa, it was amazing because Bethany's still on it. Ramona's still on it. Sonia's still on it. Luann's still on it. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jill's on it. This is like her going out season.
Alex McCord.
Alex McCord and Kelly Bensimone. I mean, what an iconic cast.
I mean, the thing was like just watching it too, I was like, what year is this? Like, I can't believe that is 2010 and we're in 2018. Like, it is shocking.
Ramona looks so, like, she looks younger now than she does.
She, like,
it was her haircut.
When she thought she looked like Cameron Diaz.
And, well, I also think, like, more layers and, like, a thicker, bushier look was in.
A bushier look?
You know, like, her, like, feather bangs.
Yeah, I mean, that was in like the 70s, but this is just 2010.
Right. Well, even like, I mean, she's wearing like this purple top in her confessional and has matching purple eyeshadow. Like,
yeah, ugh. I mean, she was wearing like sky tops. Like, remember sky tops? The OC ladies used to wear those like all the time. Yes. Ramona had one too. Like, it was a different time.
And they were going on the trip because Mario and Ramona were renewing the vows. It was like a quote-unquote bachelorette.
It was their, and they were renewing on their 17th anniversary. Like, what a number.
Random number.
What?
But this was also the time where they, like, you know, I don't think they were guaranteed a cast trip every single year, and I think after Scary Island, they cemented that in. But it was also the time where the girls, remember how, like, it was really big into like who hosted, kind of.
Yeah, like the OC events. Ladies still do it, but New York now is so cognizant. Like when Ramona wasn't getting invited to Mexico last year, she's like, well, I'm gonna be there because it's a group trip, like by saying, yeah, bitch, I'm going because it's a cast trip. Like, this is still,
I'm sure,
she's
that's like, in their contract.
Yeah,
like Luann didn't even go to this. She was, yeah. Luann was like, I don't want to be a part of it, I have a bad feeling about it. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm not gonna go, which
I want to go out with Court.
Do that now. It's like how the tables have turned so much. They tried to like stay out of the drama and not get in fights, and now like that's all they want in airtime.
Well, this was still when like they didn't need the show. Mm-hmm. Like, Luann had divorced the Count because she was going out with that guy Court.
Oh my god, that date.
Oh my god, that date.
Femme fatale.
Yes, she's like, nah. I was like, where's Ray?
This is like before Lou's veneers. She looks a lot thinner. Even though, like, her body's rocking now, it's, like, now she's, like, toned and worked out. This is, like, she's just, like, skinny.
Like, she's had 8 years of, like, 8 rough years.
Right.
So she looks great.
Well, and then this is, like, she's, like, wearing her, like, classic, like,
statement necklaces.
The statement necklaces, the turquoise.
Mm-hmm. She's part Navajo.
Like, she was totally living up that vibe.
Uh-huh.
And then this... there was so many great parts to this episode. She meets the producer, Chris Young, who is a star in himself.
Right.
Like, wearing sunglasses inside, a leather jacket. He's like, you know, I work with 50 Cent, Ashanti, Britney Spears, and now the Countess. Uh-huh. And, you know, elegance can be learned.
Mm-hmm. She's like a young Fergie or Madonna. And I'm like,
that raspy voice.
Well, I was thinking like Fergie when she did meth. Oh god, Mary, every time you try to do a Lou, it gets you coughing.
Smoking, it makes me cough.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, that's what happens.
Let's kind of talk more about her date.
Okay, yeah, we'll talk Lou, but then we'll really dive into the meat of the episodes. Yeah. Yeah. So Lou had dated Court. She kept saying there was chemistry between them. There was no chemistry.
Oh, I felt like she felt awkward, like she didn't know how to, like, be so sexy with him.
Like, when he went in for a kiss, she's like, no, like, did not want that.
Yeah.
But then was like, we definitely have chemistry. And she's like, I have a tennis court in my backyard. We can play there.
I know. I was like, what? I didn't. Were they really going to play tennis, or was that supposed to be like tennis code? In the bedroom?
Oh.
Play with your balls.
Balls. Love. I don't know.
What's that Clueless line?
I can't go anywhere where balls fly. I can't do anything where balls fly at my face. And it's like, there goes your social life. And I never got it because I was too young at that point.
Totally.
I was like, then, you know, when you like rewatch these scenes and you're like, that's, oh my God, why did my parents let me own this VHS? Like, oh my gosh. Okay, but really, let's so just.
Then, yeah, they fly over and Ramona brought 15 swimsuits mm-hmm. that she unpacks in the main salon. Mm-hmm. And this was before the time where they're not fighting over the rooms and she's not bossing someone to put away her clothes.
Right. This is where this is before she had her breakdown. So yeah, she had the 15. She's like, I brought 15 swimsuits, 10 pairs of shoes. I'm a size 7.5 if anybody needs it. Like, let's do a fashion show.
Oh my gosh, she was in her element. And then, so Bethany's pregnant and her mm-hmm. dad had just passed.
Mm-hmm.
And
so she was emotional. She,
you know, typical Bethany trying to milk that.
Okay. It's like very strange. The whole dynamic, like we said, when we're like watching it back, it's like very crazy, right? It's like Kelly's crazy, but you said right in the beginning.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I agree with Kelly.
She was actually rewatching it back, the voice of reason.
Yes, and we'll get into that more later, but I just want to say, let's just say that.
But Kelly was hesitant to go on the trip. She was like, I don't know, it's like a bachelorette party, like, but then she starts like running through to the yacht.
Yeah, but she was like the voice of reason. Sonia is so clear and like level-headed, like just really is like the one that keeping everybody on track, like controlling the situation. It's like Ramon is the wild one, and you know, and then like Alex McCord is just Johan facing in the corner. Like it was such a weird dynamic to watch.
I miss Alex McCord.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No,
they would be so fun to watch now. Simon,
I don't know. Simon, I don't know. I think I'm okay with them being in Australia. I don't know. Like, I don't want to know what their boys are doing these days.
Right.
But okay, so right away though, you could just tell like there was gonna be shit going on with Kelly because they're like in the car on the way to the yacht, and someone was like, "Oh, do you want some of my snack?" And she's like, "I don't eat processed foods, just gummy bears. They're fun.
And lollipops.
Yeah, they're fun. Like, but that's processed food." She's like, "Yeah, but it's fun, so it's okay." And it's like, "Uh oh, all right."
Yeah.
Just like tally marking all the crazy shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they got into the yacht and Ramona was like, where's the wine? Where's the Pinot Grigio?
She's like, hello, can I get a Pinot Grigio?
Where's the Pinot Grigio?
So they had, Kelly wouldn't eat in a swimsuit. She had to put clothes on.
Which I get.
Yeah. I mean, but her, and
I don't want to eat in a swimsuit either.
It's just like her and Caitlyn Jenner have to be somewhat related.
Oh my God. They really do look alike, especially with the glasses on.
She was wearing her sunglasses and I was like shook how much they looked alike. Like, I really thought Caitlyn Jenner was on the trip.
Right.
It was crazy. But that's, like, when the whole thing just started happening. Like, where Ramona's like, where's the wine? And then Bethany's like, I saw some grapes in the fridge. I could stomp on those. And Kelly's like, you're not going to stomp on my grapes. I'm going to eat those.
I'm going to eat those.
You can't do that. And it was like, it was a joke. Now, Kelly's still a little crazy here, but she does say some things, you know, that make sense.
Right.
But
no, but so, and then they, like, get into the conversation where Ramona tells Bethany that she talked to Jill and she told Jill about Bethany's father passing. And Jill's like really upset that she can't reach out to Bethany about it. Like she couldn't call her. And then Ramona's like, and then she just started yelling at me. And Kelly's like steps in. And she's like, she wasn't that bad. She was just more saying, I'm upset that I can't reach out to her. Mm-hmm. This is when I was like, wait, Kelly's on to something here.
Yeah, she almost was like, no, she's literally like just, and maybe, and she said like it was misguided anger, like she's, yeah, the crux of it, like, all is that she just, like, wants to be friends again.
Your guys are just like psychoanalyzing this, like it's not necessary, like, just, you know, you're making this into something that it's not, it's getting too big.
Into lemonade.
And then she gets it wrong.
Yeah, she's like, it's like, what? You're like, they're like a mountain out of a molehill. And she's like, lemons into lemonade, you know, where you take something and you make it bigger. And I'm like, oh, Kelly, like, your point is correct. But then you say something else. And then she's like,
and then she just, you guys are gross.
Yeah.
You guys are gross.
And then she puts herself on timeout.
Yeah. She's like, you can't feel. You guys are like dead.
No.
I'm going to go do cartwheels.
Yeah. No, Ramona was telling her, like, you can't feel, Kelly. You can't feel. And she's like, I'll be with my cartwheels. And then, like, she, like, gets up to, like, make a dramatic exit, but, like, can't find the
Nobody
button.
Nobody follows her.
But can't find the button not to open the sliding glass door. So it's, like, it's almost like where you're, like, fuck you. And then you're, like, hold on, I have to find my keys. You're, like, yeah. Okay, that failed. And so then Ramona's also wearing these sunglasses that I'm, like, Mary, did she just get LASIK surgery? Like, these things are so large. And, like, they were probably something, like, I feel like she was probably wearing, like, Gucci or something where she, like, first started getting, like, a lot of money so you could, like, start buying these things that you normally wouldn't with your housewife's money. And so she's right. Probably, like, you know, like, Pam from Beverly Hills. She's, like, $25,000.
Totally.
Have you heard? Did you see? It's $25,000.
Yeah. And then they're making fun of Kelly. Because apparently Kelly went to Columbia, the college.
Yeah.
And they're like, I think she went to Columbia, the country.
I also can't, I don't think she, like, really went to Columbia. Like, I would like somebody to find her diploma because I feel like she, like, got, like, one of those, like, fake doctorates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're, like, an honorary degree. And she's like, yeah, I went to Columbia to use the bathroom once. It was great.
Wait, who is she married to?
Gilles Benson-Mont. He's, like, a world-famed photographer. Like, did a lot of L spreads.
Yeah. And then, well, speaking of photography.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's later.
Kelly got really into photography.
Oh, yeah. She just is, like, that's later. Well, we gotta go through this chronologically.
Okay.
So, they have dinner or whatever. And it actually kind of cracked me up because Bethany was one of the first ones there. Like, her and Alex were sitting there, like, talking, like, what was that? And Alex goes on her laughing. That's how Alex McCord laughs.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, I was like, remember, Bethany is always has, like, wants to be the, like, she's the first one there. Like, it makes me think of Mexico when she's like, I'm 45 minutes late and I'm the first one here.
Right.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, all of this is just, like, revealing so much.
Yeah, it was telling.
So then after dinner, so they have, like, dinner, and you could just tell there's, like, tension because, and Bethany is, like, so annoying that she always has to point out what people are doing. Like, Ramona separates Bethany and Kelly from each other. Bethany's like, I'm just going to assume you made this seating chart like this so that I could pee and not so you could sit me as far away from Kelly. And it's like, Bethany, even if she is doing that, why do you have to bring attention to it? Because you're, like, gaslighting Kelly.
Yeah.
Like, don't do that. So then after, something that grossed me out is they're all, like, sitting there, and Kelly was like, guys, let's do shots. My favorite drink is Cafe Patron.
I've never had that, and it sounds disgusting.
Coffee tequila is one of the most disgusting things.
Ugh.
It is not, like, how often do you hear of people putting tequila in their morning coffee?
Ugh.
Literally never.
Oh, that literally makes me want to barf right now.
Yeah, but so this is, like, where I feel like this is where Kelly starts going in on, like, the one-night stand versus, like, being with somebody. But she's equating one-night stands to not using condoms.
Right. Well, and so Sonia claims herself as Dr. Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just like, I love one-night stands. And Kelly's like, I'm not a whore. I'm not into that. Yeah. And then Sonia starts crying about her marriage and, like, it's like, wow, she was talking about this in 2010 and she's still talking about it in 2018.
And Kelly was the voice of reason again and said, you're living in the past. Yes. I was like, Kelly, you're so right.
Like the foreshadowing. Yeah.
Like, you're so right.
She's like, she's like, don't be a victim, be a survivor. Like, and also don't have so many feelings.
Yeah. And she's like, your divorce is over. Like, move on. Like, move on from it. Why do we need these labels? Like, stop talking about the past. And I'm like, oh my god, Kelly, 8 years later, she's still doing it though.
Yeah.
And it's worse now. I was like, I did not realize. Yeah, because they were divorced. Like, she's been divorced for so long.
Right.
But then she starts, then where she, like, it was like, pro
then she
Kelly
of course.
Yes, exactly. It's like point counterpoint. Come on, Kelly, we're on your side there. And then she's like, Bethany, you're a cook, not a chef.
Why was she focused? Why was she so fixated on this?
Well, what is the difference?
Who gives a shit? I don't know. Don't they both?
No difference.
They both cook food.
Yeah.
And well, now
I think she's like, well, you just like cater. I think that's what she was getting at. Like, you're not actually like a private chef or like work at a restaurant. You're a caterer.
But it's like also like, yes, I think that when people say like chef, I think is like the more like proper way to say it. Like, I think chef sounds better than cook. So she was like trying to demean her with that. But it's also like, come on, this is not the fight to start. When she's like, well, I don't know what you do.
Right.
So, like, how would I know? She's like, well, I went to culinary school. She's like, cool. She's
like, I went to culinary school, you moron. Yeah. Like, nobody cares.
Yeah. She's like, well, you know, you have, like, was she saying that she was
then, the most then intelligent? Bethany's like, you are the most unintelligent person. You have bad vocabulary. Like, get out of here. And then she starts calling her, like, a media whore and that she's vindictive. And I'm like, wait, yes, Bethany is all those things.
Yes, but it's like, but come on. Your points are not and being taken when you do this.
Then Kelly calls Sonia a hoe bag.
Yeah, it's like, wait, what? Because of not using condoms, which, again, nobody has said that they haven't used condoms. Yeah. They've just said they've had one night stands. But so then, like, Ramona also at this whole time, I don't know where Alex is because I don't think she's with Ramona, but Ramona is yacht hopping.
And oh, so, my gosh. She's living her best life. It is turtle time.
Yes, this is where turtle time comes out. She's like, turtle time. So they go yacht hopping. So Alex and Bethany decide to go with Ramona over to the next yacht, which happens to be the Hooters guy. And you know that Brittany and Jax like watch these episodes back just salivating, be like, we could be that close to the Hooters empire. She's like, oh my god, will y'all please, please cater my wedding?
You know they're gonna get that.
Yep. Yep, they really are.
But Ramona's like, I feel like this is like the drunkest she's ever been on camera.
Yeah, she was so drunk. She like just got up in his face and she's like, I love him more than the day I married him. I'm hot for him.
Hot as in Hooters.
Because Hooters means hot and I'm hot for my husband. I was like,
Mario.
I literally could count every single one of her teeth. Her mouth was so wide open when she was like telling him, as wide as her eyes.
And then like also then like meanwhile Sonia's like, where are the Hooters girls? Yeah. She's like, I feel like she's gonna go full on Les.
Yeah, well, it's also like Sonia was like, stop leaving me with Kelly.
I know,
like, please. Well, you guys, this isn't fair.
And this was okay. Then they go back to their own rooms, and Sonia keeps saying, "I smell cat pee. I smell cat pee," which is apparently meth and cat pee smell the same.
Yeah, like if somebody's like smoking meth, apparently, allegedly. I've literally never been around meth. I have no idea.
But I have no idea.
But they say that it smells like cat pee, and I'm like, where is she getting? How is she getting meth though? Like, did they fly private?
I have no idea.
I don't know how, or I don't know how one does that, but I'm like, they, like, something had to have happened. Like, she was, like, taking too many of her pills, or maybe she literally just peed herself.
Yeah, I know.
Does cat pee smell differently than human pee? I, like, don't know.
I've never had a cat.
Yeah, me neither. And I'm not sticking my nose in either pee, so. No. Yeah. But, so, they, like, so then, like, Ramona's like, journal time. Like, while they're at the yacht, like, Bethany's like, I cannot go back to that craziness.
So she, like, goes out dancing.
They go dancing. And I think this is, like, what's funny is, like, I feel like our parents, like, my mom always talks about, like, oh,
going out dancing.
And I'm like, our generation doesn't do that. So, like, my mom will be like, is there any place, like, in LA that you can, like, go out dancing? And I'm like, what?
Everywhere?
But I'm like, no, like, you don't call your friends up to be like, let's go dancing.
I know. I think that was like, that's like a thing. So, like,
I mean, I remember like, I used to go, like, sometimes my mom would take me. She really liked to do like country line dancing.
Okay.
And so we would go to these places and like country line dance. And I'm like, life as when she was my age is so different than like what it is like now. Like, I just would never, they were like dancing up a storm.
Yeah. Well, yeah, these ladies were having a good time. And, like, none of them were hungover the next day. So we go to breakfast, and she still, Kelly can still not get off the cook versus chef thing. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, you don't work at a restaurant.
Yeah, she's like, and the funny part was, and then did she called her a chef, an author, and a hoe bag?
Yeah, she's like, you're a chef, you're an author, and a hoe bag.
And then Bethany's like, stop the fucking bullshit. Like, you started it. And I think what was, like, funny, too, is, like, Alex then, like, tries to cut in. And she's like, hey, Bethany, it's kind of a timely thing. Simon wants to know if he should use the light cocoa or the dark cocoa with the pancakes to make the best pancakes for the boys. And she's like, well, he should use the best cocoa. And it's like, maybe you aren't a chef. What the fuck? Like, that's like...
I didn't actually know she went to culinary school.
Yeah, before
she... Let's do some research on that.
You think that she's lying?
She's not really a liar, I guess.
No, I don't think she's lying about that, but we can look into it. We'll look into it. But,
And then, like, Bethany, like, walks away crying. She's like, I'm just, like, really emotional. But she's, like, hiding her crying.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com, and love the skin you're in.
I've been using Way products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, you know, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Way. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Way products. I'm a Way girly, but be fizz free with Way. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
I feel like when, like, now she'd just, like, full-on break down in front of everyone and want all the attention.
She'd take off all of her clothes and just cry standing there.
Yeah.
Now she was like, okay, like, let me just, like, walk away. I do feel for Bethany in these episodes because, like, yes, her dad did die. And so, like, even if you're, like, not close with that person, you're still, like, dealing with a death. You're also, like, pregnant. So your hormones are crazy.
She said she, like, had, like, a relief that he passed because.
Right, but it's still a death, right? Like, you're still just, like, I think all the what ifs and what could have beens and, you know, all that stuff happens. But then you're, like, also pregnant, so your hormones. And then you, like, have somebody who's, like, just crazy. Like, you actually, like, cannot have a conversation with Kelly.
Right.
Even though she spits the truth sometimes. Like, it's, like, you're just, like, I'm literally, like, someone's just, like, attacking me, but I can't even prove my point.
Right. This is also the time that, like, Bethany, this is before Skinny Girl got big. This is, like,
when she was
Bethany
trying
was
to
trying to,
brand.
Like, fit in with these women.
Right.
And she does this by bringing Monogram Skinny Girl bags and filling them with, like, nice goodies, which is, like, so much work to bring on a trip. Mm-hmm. And Kelly is disturbed by this bag.
Like,
she
Kelly thinks the devil,
it.
Like, the devil dropped it. Oh, my God. Loses it.
Like, she starts crying as soon as she opens the bag, and she's just like, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. And then, it comes out that she has been having nightmares about Bethany claiming that she's stabbing her in her sleep.
Well, I just liked when she was, like, crying there. It was so reminiscent of when Ramona was in Morocco and her and Jill have that fight, and she, like, throws herself on the bed and just is, like, convulsing, crying. Like, Kelly does that, too. And yeah, she's just like... She's like, this is disgusting. This is so disturbing. Why would she do this? Why? I don't get. Like, she literally calls Jill.
And her 2010 BlackBerry.
On her 2010 BlackBerry. It's like calling Jill. It's like, oh, my God. Like, I can't. Like, like, she's trying to kill me. Like, I don't have double D fake tits. And it's like, what size
she
are
says,
your fake
she
tits?
She says that Bethany is filled with knives.
Her whole
That's
rant,
like disturbing.
Like her whole rant, I was like, "What the fuck are you taking?" And do I need some of that? Like, not if it's meth, but
right,
not at all.
And then she wakes up the next morning and has like this crazy rockin' bod, and she's like, "Okay, girl, so I made this complaint pad. So if you have a complaint, you just write it down on the pad, and then you put it in the garbage." And she's like, it's like we're in fourth grade again. I'm like, nobody ever did that. I've never heard of this.
I was like, a complaint pad. I was like. No, I think we were, like, taught, like, conflict resolution.
Right.
Like,
right.
You address the situation, and then you, like, try to constructively solve it.
Right.
And Kelly's like, no, no, let's just like, I wrote a whole long thing about how much I hate Bethany. And here it goes. Dear Bethany, I hate you for the following ways. The fact that your body is filled with knives. The fact that you try to stab me in my sleep. The fact that you're talking about my friend Gwyneth in the news. The fact that like you're trying to push your skinny girl on me when I'm just a girly girl. I'm not a skinny girl. Stop trying to fit me into your bubble. You're a cook, okay? And you can't cook anything. I feel really good about this. I'm going to crumple it up and throw it in the trash.
It was pretty bizarre. Pretty bizarre. But not as bizarre as her photo shoot for and her new love of photography. Like, Sonia was like this lioness. And she actually looks the most the same, I feel like.
Well, it was funny because Kelly's whole speech in the beginning, though, was so she, like, brings them all to the – she's like, guys, I'd love to take photos of you. It's something that I'm not – that I've never done, and I just – I have a passion for it, but, like, I'm not good at it. I can barely use a camera, but, like, I just think, like, I'm going to take the best photos of you. And she lays a sheet out, and she throws and opens an entire bag of blow pops. Like, mind you, there's four of them. Takes an entire bag of blow pops and puts – like, throws it onto the sheet, and I'm like – what's happening?
Why does she have so much candy?
Where did all the candy come from? Did she go to, like, was there, like, a Halloween sale? When did they go here?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't
it was know. So weird. And so then she's like, okay, I'm going to take you guys one by one to do a photo shoot.
Oh, my gosh. And Ramona's literally wearing the smallest yellow bikini you've ever seen. Teeny this is pre-fake tits. Yellow, the teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini.
Mm-hmm. And she's like wearing, she's like, oh, I've never done something like this. Oh, I feel so weird. She felt right at home, let me tell you.
Yeah, she knew exactly what she was doing.
Yeah.
And then.
But she was also like posing with the, like the mic pack on, which I thought was kind of funny. Like right. The mic pack was like tied into her.
I think you actually requested to get a 2010.
Oh, yes. I want a 2010.
Real Housewives of New York calendar.
Yes. I was like, where the hell is this calendar? Like, I would buy, you know, so many people would buy that shit. I want that and I want the Sir photo shoot calendars. Like, where yes. are those? Like, that's what I want. Because, and then, so it was like Ramona and Sonia then are like going off while Kelly takes Alex. And they're using a digital camera. And I'm like, oh my God, remember when we had digital cameras? Like, we used to use that in college all the time. And then you'd have to, like, take the USB card. And you'd have to load it into your computer. And then you'd have to upload them. And then you put an album together on Facebook. And you'd be like, so many fun memories.
Disturbing.
I literally had to block all of my albums because I'm like, uh-uh. Like, I am so glad I am not this age. Like, the kids' age of, like, Instagram and, like...
Yeah. Like, yeah.
But there
is. I would have some disturbing photos out there.
Yeah. But so then, and also, mind you, while Kelly's doing this whole photo shoot, she's put on these fake glasses.
Which would be harder, I feel like, to have on glasses to take photos.
Right. But, and they were like the Ray-Ban, like Wayfarers, like where she's like, yeah, no, these make me smart. Like,
this is what a real photographer looks like.
Like, I look like Clark Kent now. Because I put the glasses on. Like, when they're off, I'm Super Kelly. When I put them on, I'm Clark Kelly. So that's what it is. So then she's, like, trying to, like, elicit this, like, vibe from Alex.
Oh, my God. The Alex scene. She's like, Alex, like, you need to be more curvy. Exaggerate your look. And actually, Alex is giving me, like, the Ramona eyes, I feel like. Like
that, that
you
runway.
See, you can't see her eyes because the sunglasses. And you can't even see her hair because she's wearing this huge hat.
Mm-hmm.
And
she felt just uncomfortable. Like, uncomfortable watching.
Like, and she's like, give me that Johan face. Give me that baby face. Give that to me. I need that Johan.
And she's like, as like Alex is like slithery snaking her way down the beach, she's like, Johan face. Like, Johan face. Like, really, like, your jaw is tight. Give me some Johan face. And I'm like, I'm not sure what that means.
So creepy.
It was so creepy. And then she like had them do like all these like candid laughs too, but it was like, felt like that was like, this is not a candid laugh.
So crazy.
So creepy.
Okay, so then meanwhile in New York, Jill is ice skating and getting yelled at. Like, Johnny Weir is there, like, professionally ice skating, and Jill Zarin is in a full figure skating outfit, like, falling over.
Yeah, and they're like
getting yelled.
And the coach is like, I've never seen anything like this before. Get her off of this. And she's like, you know, like, He's right. But, like, could have been a little bit nicer about it. You're right. But you're a dick.
Yeah.
And and then she's, like, telling Luann. She's like, Luann, I think what I'm going to surprise the girls.
And Luann's like, I really don't think you should do that.
Like, but nowadays, though, Luann would be like, oh, you should totally do that. And she'd probably text somebody and be like, there's a surprise coming.
Mm-hmm. Hey, girls, there's a surprise coming.
But she also, she wants to go because Bethany, she wants to, like, make amends with her.
Two little girls sitting on a beach.
Yeah, that's what she called them. Two little girls sitting on the beach. But she also, she's making it seem like she's going because she's worried about Kelly and her, like, state of mind.
And she's not. She's doing it for the attention. No, yeah. She's not even going for Bethany. She's going because what she wants is for everybody to be like, oh my God, Jill, like, wow, you went out of your way for me. Like, you, let's make this about you now.
Yeah.
Like no. So then we go back to St. Bart's, and this is Bethany's now going to cook everybody a meal.
Bethany is really going out of her way on this trip, though. Like, she brings the bags to make everyone happy. She wants to cook for them. Like, she's trying to be super sweet.
Yeah.
But also probably to get Kelly back.
Well, I think she's, like, also just trying to, like, do sponsorship. But trying to, like, really get her brand out there. Like, oh, you can hire me because I'm a chef. I think at that point she didn't really know the direction of what Skinny Girl was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was like, let me show you that I can cook, and like maybe somebody will want me to do a recipe book, or like let me show you that like I can like do branding, so like you could have like a Lily Pulitzer style like tote bag for your friends. Like, I just felt like she was like didn't know the direction, so it was like I've got to do all of this on TV. So right. They're all coming out and they're all waiting, and Kelly's like on the phone talking to her daughter.
Which was super annoying. Like, they're all having the salsas, and mm-hmm. she like starts chatting on her phone really loud, and Ramona's like, can you please just go into the other room and talk to your kids? And she like, that just sets her off.
And she's like, when it's my kids, I'm an animal. So yeah, she's like,
you don't have to do anything you don't want to do.
Like, yeah. Like,
what?
No. So, like, Bethany comes. So then they're, like, they're going to their seating charts. And, like, yeah. So they want. So it was going to be, like, Kelly sitting across from Bethany. And Kelly's like, I don't want to sit next to her. Which is, like, true. Probably, like, just keep them as far away as possible from each other, you know. But Bethany's like, oh, you don't want to sit next to me? You don't have to do anything you don't want to do, Kelly. You don't have to do anything. Don't sit across from me. Don't eat my food. Just don't do anything. I don't care. You're an adult. You can do whatever you want. And it's like, all right, Bethany, chill the fuck out. Go check on my steak.
Right. Well, so they eat the crab cakes, and like also like Ramona like didn't want the crab cakes to go back, like because Kelly didn't eat them. She's like, I'll just eat them. Like, yeah. They want to appease Bethany.
Sonia did it, though. She's like, what do I have to lose? I have a lot to lose. Wait, that is. And then Bethany brings out all their steaks, and everyone's like, wow. And of course Kelly's has like a string in it. And Kelly's like, I can't cut my steak. And Bethany's like, oh fuck. So she like takes it back and then brings her new one, and it's like fine. But like Kelly's like
over it.
Yeah. But they bring Jill up again.
Right.
And like, I think Kelly was trying to make amends between them, but just was like, it's not the time nor the place, nor do you need to be the person to do that. I mean, she's like, yeah, Jill keeps that, you know, they're like, has anybody even talked to Jill? And she's like, yeah, I have. And the only thing that Jill talks about is how is Bethany? And I just tell her, you're trying to kill me. And so, but so then it's like, oh, okay, whatever. So then like Ramona is like making amends with Bethany because of that Brooklyn Bridge conversation, which she like basically tells her like she's going to die alone.
Which was so bad. That was like awful.
That was so bad. And so she goes and sits on like basically on Bethany's chair, but like in Bethany's lap to be like, I'm apologizing. Like, I'm so sorry. And Kelly's just like, are you going to make out? Like, are you going to make out with tongue? Like, I want, like, what are you guys going to do? They're like, Ramona's like, I want you to shut up, Kelly. Like, shut up, Kelly. She's like, no. Like, go make out. Like, get out of here. Go make out. Like, be free to be me and you. 1979 feelings. Like, you guys have feelings. It's like,
oh, my gosh.
It just was Kelly. Like, Kelly just was, like, saying, like, and I think what Kelly was trying to say is, like, can we just have fun? Like, why do we always have to, like, address our feelings here? But she doesn't know how to talk about
it. And she's like, She's like, don't live in the past. Like, let's just move forward.
Yeah, but then it's like they start, like, going in. Like, Kelly and Bethany start going at it. And Kelly's like, you're trying to kill me. I'm having...
I threw up the night before because you tried to kill me.
Yeah, because I think it's, like, what set it off was Alex said that she had, like, nightmares about the photo shoot or something. Like, or Alex is having, like, some sort of, like, nightmares or something. I don't know exactly, but it was, like, you know, everyone's, like... She's, like, insulting Alex and telling Alex, like, that she looked like a kabuki person, like, when she was, like, delivering the message.
Right.
Channeling the devil.
Yeah. And she insulted her makeup. Mm-hmm. And then it takes a turn.
Then it takes a turn. So then Kelly is, like, Kelly leaves. She's, like, I'm out of here. And she, like, runs to her room.
Gets her gummy bears.
Yeah, she goes to get jelly beans.
And it's Bethany's like rejoicing. She's like, she's such a lunatic. She's so out of it. Like, people are finally seeing it. And then, do you think Bethany put her kids in the press? Because that's really what Kelly's so upset about.
No, I don't. I don't think so. But, do you?
She might have. She might have.
I don't think this Bethany would go after kids.
What did they say about her kids?
I don't know what they said about her kids, but I just don't feel like Bethany... I feel like, especially with the way that Bethany is about her daughter, is that, like, right. I don't think she would go after people's
kids. But this was pre that.
I know, she was pregnant with her. But I just don't think... Like, why go after kids? It just seems like there's so many things about Kelly you could go after, like running in traffic.
Right.
You know, just like how her boobs are literally under her armpits. They're so wide set. Like... that her and Caitlyn Jenner are long-lost sisters. Like, there's plenty of things to talk about besides her kids. And then she's like, talks about the truth. She's like, you can't handle the truth, Al Sharpton! And it's like, wait, what? Like, you could just see the unwinding.
Right. And then, then she's like, does anyone want a jelly bean or a lollipop? And then she just...
Where's all the candy coming from?
Yeah. And then she's like, you're channeling the devil and you're evil and I feel sorry for you because something is wrong with you and we all think that you need to get help. Your dad passed away and it's creepy that you're here.
Yeah, she's like, it's creepy. It's like, Kelly, no, like, chill out. And she's like, and then she just is like yelling at her, and then like she walks away again. Sonia's like, you just like, she's like,
don't pick on the crazy person. You can't pick on her anymore. Like, she's on a different island.
Like, she's literally crazy, and it's not okay, and we need to drop it. Like, we need to just, like, let it go. Like, she's clearly, like, she's having a mental breakdown. Like, yeah. Just, like, stop. And, you know, and I think everybody kind of understands.
And like, Bethany's like, go to sleep.
Go to sleep! Like, it's just, the whole thing is
crazy. But also, I loved how, like, Sonia was like, you guys, she's already, like, but we can't just be nice to her now. But like,
Kelly's
now
standing right next to her.
They would be fueling this fire and like loving that she was going so crazy.
Oh my God. There would literally have to be producer intervention.
Yeah.
Like, but the funny thing is Sonia's saying
inside scoop. So okay. Like after this fight is over, then the next morning Kelly like leaves a note and says she left. But what's the inside scoop on that?
So like the inside scoop, I think it's like relative knowledge is like she like literally had a mental breakdown to where she like didn't quote unquote leave early, like production made her leave. Like I almost like you had a nervous breakdown, like you need to go. So she like had left. I guess all the girls had called Jill the night before, like even Bethany had called Jill the night before to be like, Kelly's not okay, like she's flying back, like as her friend, like you need to like step in, like they were, like, trying to tell Jill. And, like, so Jill didn't tell any of them that she was coming. And so she was like, I'm sure Kelly's fine. Like, and I think there was even at a point in the airport where Kelly and Jill, like, walked past each other. But it was almost like there was, like, that barrier of, like, you know.
No, she said, she said that she talked to her at the airport.
Oh, okay. But, yeah.
She said that in the episode.
Oh, okay. But, yeah. So, basically, though, like, and she didn't tell.
Because all of a sudden, Jill and Bobby show up.
Hi!
The girls are getting petties and crying. Like, Alex McCord had a physical reaction to Jill Zarin stepping in. Ramona's like, oh my God, oh my God. Like, I can't believe they didn't know
she's like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, which also explains why they were so pissed when they had all tried to call her the night before, but that's like breaking the fourth wall to tell us that. You know, they'd basically have to admit that Kelly had a nervous breakdown. And so they're like, what the, like, you could just see, like, Bethany's just like, her eyes are rolled so far back that all you can see is like the white of her eyes, because she's like, you've got to be shitting me.
It's like they saw a ghost. And yeah. She's like, I thought you guys would be happy to see me. You're not giving me the welcome I want. Bobby rented a plane.
Yeah, she's like, you know, we went all out of our way.
I came to surprise you. Do you want me to leave? Bobby, we gotta leave.
Well, and then I couldn't figure out, like, what was her game plan, though? Like, because it was a girls' trip, but then she decided to bring Bobby. And, like, she think they were going to sleep there?
I felt bad for her. Like, no one even got up from the pedicures. Like, I don't no feel one even bad. Stood up and gave her a hug.
I don't feel bad knowing that they all spoke, like, tried to call her the night before to say all this. Like, she should have given them some sort of heads up. Like, especially if you say that we've had the most, we've literally had the most traumatic night. Like, Kelly is not okay. Like, we've been through the ringer. And then she shows up and she's like, hi, nothing bad happened. Here I am.
And Alex is, like, shaking. She's like, there has already been enough drama.
It was so funny. Well, it wasn't funny because, like, you feel bad. But she's like, this is my first time being away from Simon and the boys. She's just, like, shaking. And then I'm like, and you could just tell Jill was, like, she was livid that basically Ramona picked Alex over her. And, like, Ramona even came out to the car where Jill was, like, just waiting in there. Like, I'm just going to wait and see if anybody follows me.
Right. And Jill's like, it was a surprise. Is Alex now your best friend?
Yeah. She's like, Jill, like, we've had a bad night. Like, you could have called. You could have said something. Which I think I totally agree. I'm on their side. And she's like, you know, these people are my guests and they're upset. Like, I'm sorry. I'm choosing them.
Yeah.
Now what would happen now, though, if Jill came in?
What do you mean?
Like, if we're in 2018, which at this season, Jill shows up, what would they do?
Well, RIP Bobby.
Well, okay. Sorry. Okay. Same situation just in 2018. Bobby's still alive.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
I don't know. All I know is that I learned this episode that Kelly Ben Simone's psychic.
Right?
She, like, the foreshadowing in this episode, like, is so good. Mm-hmm. Like, she was the voice of reason, really. She just didn't know how to say it.
I know. And now she said it bad. Maybe she really did go to Columbia.
No, maybe she's just, like, Miss Cleo, the psychic.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, let's go with, like, Tyler Henry, the medium guy.
Yes.
Yeah, because Miss Cleo was a fraud, even though I always use her as my psychic example. She was, like, proven to be a fraud. But yes.
Can we get a psychic and see if I'll ever get married?
Oh, my God. I, like, want to go to a psychic, but I only want them to tell me good things.
You can say that.
Okay. Good. But yes, this episode just, these episodes, it was like, you just wanted to keep going. You're like, where, like, please don't let this end, / please let this end, but don't let this end.
We need to watch some other ones. Yeah, I would love to watch, like, the original OC premiere.
Yes, we'll do that. I think we need to do, like, Stassi's birthday in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can archive TBTs.
Yes. Yeah, so anyways, that was Scary Island.
I highly recommend to go back and watch.
Yes, season 3. It's on Hulu. So if you have Hulu, you could do a 7-day trial. Or you could log into Hulu and watch these old episodes, because it is jarring to see these women now and see them then.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's it for us. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is
a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.